You are listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Adults affected by ADHD will be helped to succeed, enjoying their life in the process. Hosted by Abigail Werf, coach, author, and speaker. Abigail's focus is helping adults with ADHD live their best lives professionally and personally.
Welcome to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Today's episode is on morning and evening routines, what they should consist of, how to get started, and how to establish them so that they become a habit and improve the quality of your life in terms of getting enough sleep, getting up and ready on time in the morning, getting out of the house with all that you need in the morning, being prepared for what each day holds for you. There is a cheat sheet for this episode. Go to www.abigailwerf.com/cheat sheet 018. This cheat sheet has not just the information from the podcast, but also bonuses. It has a sample morning routine and a sample evening routine, and also technology that helps you get up in the morning. A list of different ways or different technologies to use to help you break through that fog and get up. Again, the cheat sheet is www.abigailwerf.com/cheat sheet 018. Those of us affected by ADHD often struggle with getting to bed at night, getting enough sleep, waking up on time, and preparing for a successful day. What can help is establishing evening and morning routines. I know it sounds daunting. We are by definition not good at creating and sustaining habits in our daily lives. Let's look at the evening routine. Without a good evening routine, mornings can get pretty hairy. Decide what time you want to go to sleep at night. Base this on what time you need to wake up so that you get enough sleep. Be sure to check out my podcast on sleeping that I did last month, which is at abigailwerf.com/podcast-episodes. So that's where you can check out all my podcasts at abigailwerf.com/podcast-episodes. And the episode on sleep is episode 016. When preparing for the evening, also put into your calculations how long it takes you to prepare for bed and fall asleep. How much time do you need to wind down from the day? Your evening routine should almost become ritualistic. After doing it a while, your body will start to recognize you are getting ready for bed and sleep, and that will help you go to sleep. Your evening routine should consist of a couple basics, such as checking your calendar for the next day. This is important for many reasons. It will tell you what time you need to get up in the morning. This will also tell you what time you need to be asleep by. Note, try to make your bedtime and your wake-up time consistent. You are more likely to be successful if you try to go to sleep at the same time each night, according to all available research. This is also true of your wake-up time. Make that consistent also. It will help you get up easier. Checking your calendar will also tell you about your day tomorrow. That will dictate what you need to wear. It is always helpful to go to bed knowing what you are going to wear in the morning so you don't waste time on deciding. Even better, lay out the clothes for the morning the night before. It will streamline your morning routine when you have less time to fool around. This will help with reducing the likelihood of being late to work or school in the morning. Try to get ready for bed and wind down the same way each night. This takes some practice. First, figure out what you think might be a good routine and try it. As you go, refine it until it works well for you. Some make a list to go through until the routine becomes second nature. Checking your calendar in the evening also allows you to pack your bag for the next day, the night before. This makes it less likely you will forget something important that you need for the day. Also, it will cut down your time in the morning because you won't be hunting for things when you have limited time. Prepare for bed, set your alarm, and engage in quiet activities in bed prior to turning out your light for the night. Quiet activity does not necessarily include watching TV or playing games that hype you up. So you've gotten ready for bed with everything prepared for an efficient morning. Now let's look at the morning. Even though you checked your calendar last night, I often suggest that you check in the morning so that you can start thinking about how you are going to manage your day. I don't know about you, but if I check my calendar in the morning, that has no impact as to whether I remember what's on my calendar the next day. I need to also check it that day. Figure out what your morning routine needs to include, such as breakfast, shower, dressing, making the bed, in theory, whatever you want to have happen in the morning. Make a list and follow it until it becomes routine. A couple of tips. Do as much as you can in terms of prepping for your day the night before. Maybe this means making your lunch the night before instead of doing it in the morning. The thing is, most people have to be at work or school by a certain time, so their time in the morning is limited. Your evening is more flexible, so load it with everything you can to make the morning as streamlined as possible. That way, if something happens to get in your way, as it usually does, you have time to deal with it. Once you get your morning routine down, time it a couple times. This will force you to get realistic as to how much time in reality you need to get ready in the morning. This will affect what time you need to go to bed at night the night before. So set up an evening and morning routine. Do what you need to do based in the evening based on what you figured out needs to happen in the morning. Always be checking your calendar to reduce surprises. If you get off your routine after you established them, then get back on the next day. There's a metaphor I often use with my clients that is about a train. So you get on the train, we'll say in Washington, D.C., and you're on your way to New York. Well, you fall off the train and you get yourself all dirty. So you have some choices. You can dust yourself off as quick as possible and get back on the train, let's say in Delaware, or you can stand outside off the train on the side and go, oh, this is all screwed up. I messed up. I can't do anything right. And basically let the train keep going until it gets to New York without you. So we are going to mess up. That is a given. But the question is, what do you do after you mess up? Do you simply try again the next day or later in the day? Or do you just say this won't work? I suggest you just get back on the train or get back on the horse, whatever metaphor you want to use, and just keep going, because that's just a part of what our life is like. The main goal is to try to keep your momentum moving forward even when you stumble. To get the cheat sheet for this episode, go to abigailwerf.com/cheatsheet018. That's abigailwerf.com/cheatsheet018. I've included a bonus on the cheat sheet, and that is an excerpt from a recent newsletter I wrote on technologies to help you get up in the morning. Also, there is a sample of a morning routine and an evening routine. To subscribe to my newsletter, go to my website at abigailwerf.com/contact, and that will take you to my contact page, where if you fill that out, it will automatically put you on the newsletter. Have a great day, and just remember, if you stumble, get back on, because routines are really worth it.
Thanks for listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Come back next week for a new episode. For show notes and free stuff, go to abigailwerf.com.